It's Radio Munson cooking along tonight on WGLT Normal, a service of Illinois State University. I'm Don, and you know how to reach me, don't you? You reach me at Don at WGLT.org. Here's Count Basie's band and one of their standard slow swingers called Shiny Stockings. Thank you. Basie's band and a thing called Shiny Stockings, featuring Thad Jones on trumpet and Sonny Payne playing drums. It was a 1956 album called April in Paris, and Basie did a recording of April in Paris, which became pretty popular on the jukeboxes, very much out of place in the era of Elvis Presley et al. Shiny Stockings. Frank Foster played tenor saxophone with the Basie band, was a good one too. But he did a lot of arranging, and he wrote that song, Shiny Stockings, and led the band after Count Basie's death for a while in 1984. There's a band that has continued to be a great shadow band. That is to say, once the leader is gone, it has continued on and remained innovative and true to the basic roots. Here's a thing that was recorded 20 years after Bill Basie's death, which I think was in 1984. This would be 2004, with Tony Bennett and the 2004 Count Basie Band.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. Beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, ma'am, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Basie Band in 2004. How old was Tony then? 78 years old. He just had his 90th birthday just a couple of months ago. Well, I don't think we're going to have winter wonderland in central Illinois, but we're certainly going to get cold this weekend. Maybe some ice and a little bit of snow on Saturday late in the day, maybe Saturday night. But you know that's in store before too much longer. Another little winter wonderland. Maybe it's just nasty this weekend. Here's a recording by, this is a good recording for listening to by the fire. Julie London recorded this in 1960 with Jimmy Rolls playing piano and Emil Richards on vibes, and Al Viola was the guy who was playing bass.
It'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire. Under stars, chilled by the winter, under an August moon. bird. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and love. Stars chill by the winter, under an August moon burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to.
The sultry Julie London here on Radio Munson. That ought to warm you up a little bit. This is Ron Carter playing bass with a great band he put together, featuring his bass and Stephen Scott playing piano, As Time Goes By. Thank you. bassist Ron Carter, and the guy playing piano was Stephen Scott. Here on Radio Munson, I'm glad you're along this evening as time goes by. Boy, as time goes by, this remains one of the classics right here.
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You looking swell, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly. You still growing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room sway, but the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas. Find an empty lap, fellas. Dolly, never go away again.
That's How High the Moon. One of those arrangements that George Williams did for Jackie Gleason and Bobby Hackett and Charlie Shavers played cornet and trumpet respectively, and Bernie Leighton on piano and Mill Hinton was playing that bass. Here on Radio Munson, well, the answer to that question, How High the Moon, was pretty darn close. And look, that last supermoon that we saw just a few nights ago. And what's even better is that you could just go outside and it didn't cost you anything, especially important in December. Entertainment for no charge. News for your budget, right? Mine too, here in the month of December. Les Paul playing those guitars, doing a little overdubbing with Mary Ford. Les Paul and Mary Ford, they were quite a pair when they were married and recording hit after hit. The best things in life are free. This isn't one of them, this being Radio Munson. Well, it is if you don't ante up your share. All we're saying is this is a listener-supported radio program on a listener-supported station, and we're counting on you to do the right thing. Here's a song that Joe Williams recorded with pianist Norman Simmons and his trio, many times a quartet, who accompanied Joe Williams for a number of decades. When Sunny Gets Blue.
When Sunny Gets Blue, her eyes get gray and cloudy, then the rain begins to fall. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, love is gone, so what can matter? No sweet lover man comes to call. When Sunny gets blue, she breathes a sigh of sadness like the wind that stirs the trees. Wind that starts the leaves to sway like some violins were playing. Sad and haunting melody. People used to love to hear her laugh, see her smile. That's how she got her name. But since that sad affair, affair. She lost her style and changed her smile. Somehow she's not the same. Memories will fade. Pretty dreams will rise up where her other dream fell through. Hurry, new love. Hurry here and kiss away each lonely tear and hold her near when Sunny gets blue. Hold her near when Sunny gets blue.
Joe Williams with his pianist, Norman Simmons. Here's another pianist. This guy plays great stride piano, maybe the best of anybody these days. His name is Jeff Barnhart. He, in 2006, recorded a song that George Gershwin had written, a little stride arrangement of It's Wonderful. Jeff Barnhart playing a little stride piano on It's Wonderful. It's Wonderful. Yes, indeed it is. Here's Keeley Smith with a Don Menza arrangement.
It seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe. He's got a smile that makes the lilacs wanna grow. He's got a way just a thing called you.
Keeley Smith and an arrangement by saxophonist Don Menza. Happiness is just a thing called Joe. Hope you're happy here this evening. Gordon Goodwin, the creative writer, arranger, pianist, band leader, put together an album last year, maybe the year before, called Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band. It was Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Stocking Stuffer. And we're going to play something from that coming up right after Les Elgart's band and Deed I Do. Mm-hmm. from Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Stocking Stuffer. That's God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Gordon did the arrangement and played the piano on the record. I said just a couple of years ago. Actually, it was 8 years ago. So I checked it out. The album is Big Fat Stocking Stuffers. And it's Radio Munson here on GLT. This is Mel Torme with Marty Paich and his band.
Holding hands at midnight, 'neath the starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Nice work if you can get it. Nice work if you can get it. The man who only lives for making money lives a life that isn't necessarily sunny. Likewise, the man who works for fame, there's no guarantee that time won't erase his name. The only work that really brings enjoyment is the kind that is for girl and boy meant. Fall in love, you won't regret it. That's the best kind of work if you can get it. Holding hands at midnight, 'neath the starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it. Nice work if you can get it. And if you get it, won't you tell me how?
That is Mel Torme with Marty Paich's music. Yeah, it's nice work if you can get it. I'm hoping to keep it for a while. That is this work here on, this is not work, this pleasure of Thursday nights on Radio Munson. Here's a guy who could get studio work anytime he wanted it. Joe Pass, maybe the greatest of the acoustic jazz guitarists. Joe Pass did this in 1973. It's his version of Night and Day, and it's a classic. disappearing into the night on Radio Munson. It's Joe Pass, Night and Day. Here's a thing that Jane Monheit recorded just a few years back. It's a Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer lyric tune done by Jane and Kenny Barron on piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Gregory Hutchinson playing drums.
Swinging up in dreamland all night, baby, where the little cherubs trot. Look at that knocked out moon, been a blow in his top in the blue. Never saw the likes of you. What an angel. Bye-bye, baby, time to hit the road to dreamland. Don't cry, baby, it was divine, but the rooster has finally crowed. Time to hit the road.
That's Jane Monheit, Kenny Barron playing piano, Christian McBride's bass, and Gregory Hutchinson was a guy playing drums. I don't know if it's quite time to hit the road yet. Well, it's pretty close now that I look at the clock. Let's close out with a song to warm you up just a little bit. It's called By the Fireside. Scott Robinson on baritone sax, Dan Block on alto, Peter Eklund on cornet, Joe Hellaney on trombone, and Peter Eklund's going to do a little whistling. A news update is coming from NPR at the top of the hour, and then Evening Jazz continues on WGLT Normal, a service of Illinois State University. University. Thanks for listening, everybody, to Radio Munson from Tucson, Arizona. I'll see you next Thursday night. Thank you.